Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, February 12th, 2024, through Friday, February 16th, 2024. Monday, February 12th, 2024. Three individuals sentenced for roles in fraud and identity theft ring that stole over $6 million in government funds. Edwin Owey, Deborah McNeil, and Ozenwengi Amaria were sentenced for their roles in a far-ranging fraud and identity theft ring that stole and laundered over $6 million in government funds that had been obtained using stolen identification information and the opening of fraudulent bank accounts. According to U.S. Attorney Buchanan, the charges and other information presented in court, between approximately January 2020 and October 2020, the defendants and others opened financial accounts using stolen personal identifying information from hundreds of victims and used these accounts to receive and launder the proceeds of various funds, including fraudulently obtained federal income tax refunds, economic impact payment, SBA loans, and unemployment benefits from at least 21 states. In total, the scheme cost a loss of at least $6 million in government funds. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Tuesday, February 13th, 2024. Former CEO of Latitude 360 pleads guilty to payroll tax fraud. Brent Brown, former Chief Executive Officer of Latitude 360 Inc., pleaded guilty to failing to pay over payroll taxes withheld from employees. Brown faces a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison. As a part of his plea, Brown agreed to pay $3,832,360.48 in restitution to the IRS for unpaid payroll taxes, including both taxes withheld from employees and taxes that should have been paid by the company. Latitude 360 withheld taxes from employees' wages, including Federal Income Taxes and Federal Insurance Contributions Act, or FICA taxes, where they were required periodically to be remitted to the IRS. Brown, on behalf of the company, filed quarterly tax returns that accurately reflected the payroll taxes due, but he caused the company to fail to pay over the payroll taxes to the IRS. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Wednesday, February 14, 2024. Winthrop man sentenced to prison for tax and mail fraud scheme. Anthony Catalano, the former owner and operator of APC, a transportation company, was sentenced for his involvement in a tax and mail fraud scheme. Catalino was sentenced by Chief United States District Court Judge F. Dennis Saylor IV to 6 months in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release and restitution in the amount of $541,000 to the Travelers Insurance Company. Catalino was also ordered to cooperate with the IRS regarding personal and corporate taxes due and owing. Catalino pleaded guilty in October 2023 to two counts of failing to correct, report, and pay over employment taxes and one count of mail fraud in connection with cash wages he paid to company employees. From 2017 to 2020, Catalino cashed more than $8 million in APC checks from customers and failed to report the company income to the IRS. Catalino pleaded guilty to using the bulk of cash funds to pay employees under-the-table cash wages, which APC was also required to report to the IRS. As a result, neither the company nor the employees paid employment or income taxes on the cash wages, resulting in a tax loss of more than $1 million to the IRS. Catalino also pleaded guilty to mail fraud for failing to disclose the cash wages to Travelers when it provided workers' compensation coverage for APC employees. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Thursday, February 15th, 2024. Former law enforcement union officials sentenced to prison for defrauding union's annuity fund. Kenneth Winder, Jr., a former New York State trooper, and president of the Law Enforcement Employees Benevolent Association, LEEB, and Andrew Brown, a.k.a. Drew Brown, LEEBA's former financial advisor, were sentenced for defrauding union members and misappropriating money from LEEBA's annuity fund. Winder was also sentenced for personal income tax evasion and conspiring to evade federal taxes, including payroll taxes owed by LEEBA and its employees. Winder was sentenced to 40 months imprisonment, and Brown was sentenced to 18 months in federal prison. In addition, Stephen Wittick, LEEBA's former treasurer and a former police officer for New York City Department of Environmental Protection, previously pled guilty to conspiring to commit tax evasion and making false statements to law enforcement and was sentenced to 28 months in federal prison. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Friday, February 16, 2024. Serial healthcare fraudster sentenced for $234 million Medicare fraud scheme. Imran Shams was sentenced to 10 years in prison for conspiring to conceal his involvement in operating a laboratory and billing Medicare approximately $230 million for various lab tests, including COVID-19 and respiratory pathogen panel tests, despite his decades-long exclusion from the Medicare program. According to court documents, Shams was convicted on Medicare and Medicaid fraud in separate 1990 and 2001 cases in New York and California, respectively. After each conviction, he was excluded from participation in Medicare and all federal health care programs and advised by the Department of Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General that he had to submit a written application to be considered for reinstatement in federal health care programs. Shams never sought reinstatement, yet he continued to operate health care clinics in New York that billed federal health care programs. In 2017, Shams pleaded guilty to conspiring to pay and receive health care kickbacks and other charges in the Eastern District of New York related to the operation of these clinics. Shams pleaded guilty in the Central District of California on January 24, 2023, to conspiracy to commit health care fraud and concealment of his exclusion from Medicare. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2024. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us for more information regarding our current certification offerings.